There's a new novel out about a historic moment in Seattle. Here's KUOW's Ross Reynolds to tell you about it.
November 1999, Seattle is hosting the World Trade Organization meeting of world leaders, including Bill Clinton. Well-organized opponents of international trade agreements shut it down and clash with police.
The smell of the noxious gas is in the air. It's burning my eyes. I think he just heard that. That was a grenade thrown, just an audio grenade by the police at about 6 and
Knut Berger has written that what became known as the Battle of Seattle was the whiff of tear gas sniffed round the world. It kicked off a series of major demonstrations at World Trade Conferences. That's the context of Sunil Yapa's first novel called Your Heart is a Muscle the Size of a Fist. He calls it a fictional account of non-fictional events. Through the chaos, he follows the demonstrators, police officers, the Seattle police chief. Sunil Yapa grew up a biracial Sri Lankan in central Pennsylvania. He was in college in 1999.
When it happened, it was one of the really important moments of my life. In 99, I was in college at Penn State, and I had grown up very aware of these issues. My dad is a professor of geography, economic geography. And I was very aware of these issues, and to see a protest or to see 50,000 people publicly speaking out against, I guess you would call it anti-corporate globalization or the way that globalization was happening, really touched me because I felt the same way. I felt very strongly the same way. And it was a moment where I guess I felt less alone in those beliefs. And so it was a really powerful moment for me in my life.
Sunil Yapa remembers hearing that people around the country were organizing to protest the World Trade Organization meetings in Seattle back in 1999. Yapa thought about coming, but he'd already spent one scary night in jail in his home state of Pennsylvania for pot possession, and he was afraid of getting arrested again.
Looking back on it, I wish I had, because the people that went to jail were one of the things I discovered in the research is that people were very prepared. They were very trained. So very few people showed up on the streets without any training or preparation for what they were going to have to do. So in some ways, I would have loved to do nonviolent training about how to go into jails. And I actually, that is something that I ended up doing in college. I went into the federal prisons in Pennsylvania and would do nonviolent conflict resolution with the prisoners. It became one of the really important moments in my life. And looking back on it, I thought, oh, I could have done that in Seattle.
Even though Sunil Yapa didn't come to Seattle to be part of the WTO protests, he spent a long time researching what happened here.
There's a lot of famous photos from the protests, obviously. And one of them is of a police officer firing a tear gas canister from about 3 feet away at seated demonstrators. And I looked at that and I thought, there certainly must be a human story behind that. Of course, you feel outraged and you feel shocked, but I also thought that's probably going to be the worst moment in that man's life, looking back on it.
The cop or the person he's getting shot at?
Well, probably both of them. It's a pretty bad moment. But yeah, the cop, because it was a decision that he made or she made to do that. And so I was very interested in the book in ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances and the good and bad decisions that we make.
Sunil Yapa's novel begins and ends on the first day of the WTO back in 1999, but he sees lasting legacies from those marches.
One is clearly that here we sit 17 years later talking about it. So it had resonated in the culture, I think, despite being overwhelmed by 9/11 shortly after and the Iraq War protests. But I also think I spent some time with the protesters in Occupy Wall Street. And I think that the techniques, I wouldn't say they started in Seattle, but were used in Seattle. And particularly I'm thinking about consensus as a decision-making process. And the idea that there's not going to be any top-down leadership in this movement. We're okay not saying that we have this and this demands and this message, but we're going to make decisions with a horizontal decision-making process, and everyone has to agree. And that's a very developed and complicated process.
And Seattle amplified that technique.
Absolutely,
that style of working together.
Yes, absolutely. And it's something that you couldn't help but recognize the power of, and how different it was from the other types of decision making when I was spending time in Zuccotti Park with some of the Occupy protesters.
And how about the issue of world trade? I mean, the battle was between those who saw world trade as a way to lift all boats, and those in the labor movement and environmental movement and others who said, no, a lot of people are getting left behind when we break down trade barriers and make it easier to trade. We're talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership today,
of course,
which will be the biggest trade agreement ever. There's no focus for people to demonstrate against it, but a lot of concern about it. Where are we now on that issue, do you think, since Seattle?
Well, I think the WTO really did take a blow from Seattle, and they had a lot of difficulty in their rounds that followed that, trying to get deals done. Partly because I think it emboldened a lot of the ministers from less developed nations, a lot of African ministers and ministers from Asian countries and Latin American countries were emboldened to really make bigger demands. But I think we're still in a very similar situation. I mean, TPP is very similar in the sense that it's a form of globalization where money can cross borders with absolute ease, corporations can cross borders with incredible ease, and the barriers to people crossing borders get more and more difficult. And to me, that's the wrong form of globalization.
Speaking with KUOW's Ross Reynolds there, that's author Sunil Yapa. His novel is set during the first day of WTO demonstrations in Seattle, 17 years ago. The book is called Your Heart is a Muscle the Size of a Fist.